Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Did you ever have a bad day? Kind of a silly question, isn't it? Amen. And how our day can change so quickly. It can be going along just fine and then boom, out of nowhere. Amen. But I'm so glad that my God doesn't have bad days. Amen. He doesn't have bad days. And the fact that I'm his child, whatever happens during any day, I know it's in his hand. So as Brother Tenney used to say, hallelujah anyhow. I'm still going to praise the Lord. I'm still going to worship him because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. It's always good to be in Sterling.
Amen, amen. Thank the Lord. I think it was Brother Tenney that also said the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Right. Praise God. And we do that with our worship and our praise. So many needs tonight, a lot of needs. Service last night in Anchorage and able to come down late last night. Keeping late hours, brother, my word. And then bright and early in the morning tomorrow. Well, we're thankful that he's made time to come and be with us. And we want him to come and share the word of the Lord. Yes. Praise God. Amen. The Lord bless him today.
God bless you, my brother.
Amen. Thank you. Love you. Praise the Lord, everyone. You may be seated in the presence of the King. Okay, now you can stand up. Come on now. Don't make me work hard tonight. See y'all on the ball here tonight. Talk back at me, somebody. Don't make me nervous tonight. We'll be here half the night. Some of y'all might fall out like when Paul was preaching all night long. I'm gonna fell down. He let that. Oops. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I've been keeping late hours and early morning hours, and I feel good. Anybody got their bounce on tonight? You want to bounce? Come on now. Come on. Let's bounce. Come on. Bounce. 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 Bounce.
Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Yeah, I know. I got out the riders on my knees today.
For the last few years, but I told Austin, take it easy tonight, because I'm going to bounce tonight, baby. I'm going to bounce tonight. Yeah, you may be seated now. I can handle the pound view.
Sure.
Because I'm going to be bouncing tonight. Put it on me,
and turn it on for me. There we go. Praise God. Woo! Come on, everybody say, woo!
Glory.
Bring it up when it comes to Brother Glover's. Amen. You know, anything all but happen. Huh? Come on now. Come on now. Hallelujah. Y'all still with me here? We need to shout a little bit. Dr. Bishop, Hotshot Evangelist, Pastor, and I call him the Big Daddy. Cha-choo! I don't know about you. I like to have fun in church. I know it's serious business, but I told you before, amen, I hate duds and I hate boring people.
Sister Glover, you're not born. You boogie loogie to the, you got snot all over the joint here the last time we were here. My God, help me, Jesus. Woo! Glory. Oh, Lord. I might give you a title. And I might give you scripture. No, I got to give you scripture because apostolics go crazy if you don't give them scripture. Right? Amen, amen. Praise God. But I'm talking to you about an old subject that is exciting to me, but it's often neglected because we want the miracles. We want breakthrough. We want our prayers answered. And sometimes those answers do not come the way that we expect it to come. Amen. Amen. But what is prayer? What is prayer? And you've heard me talk many times, even in the Kenai church when Pastor was pastoring there, and here with Pastor Glover, we've taught many lessons on prayer. Right. Amen. And it continues to grow, I don't know, 500 pages of prayer that I have already now. Good. And this year, 2019, I got 43 more new pages. Prayer is like success. Prayer is like the word faith. It's a never-ending thing. It's a never-ending subject. What is prayer? Prayer is our direct line with heaven. Prayer allows us to talk with/to God. Come on now, help me somebody. Prayer is our spiritual communication between man and God. Prayer is two-way relationship, amen, in which man should not only talk to God, but also listen to him. It is a conversation. A conversation. Like I'm talking to Brother Michael over here. How you doing, my friend? Hey, I'm talking about your surgery here. Hey, everything's going to be cool, huh? Talk back to the coon daddy. Come on. Say hello. Hello. Thank you. So, hello, Brother Abbott. Hey, man. Thank you for that vehicle. Man, it was a dream, brother. That truck, last time I was in the wintertime, I wasn't afraid of nothing going from here back and forth. I said, these guys got it going. That old white truck? Yeah. Woo, thank you, Chief. Glory! But you know what I mean? Prayer. A communication between man and God. Ministers prepare to preach. Get this. The ministry prepares to preach through prayer, fasting, reading the Word of God, so on and so forth. Okay, to congregations as this and others, do congregations as yourself prepare to hear? Well, hallelujah. Come on now. Praise God. You expect us to prepare? We expect you to hear. We expect you to respond, not to llamas, not to church, but to the Word of God. Because every service is an invitation into the supernatural. Every service, and we have to come with an expectation that God can and will do anything. Woo! And he might not answer the way you want him to answer. And he may not heal the way you expect him to heal. But God is still God. God is still God. Woo! Glory. We have pushed social media in front or to the forefront of our lives. So we have pushed prayer to the sidelines. To the sidelines of our faith. And because of that, our churches are suffering as a result. Come on now. It is said that 90% of the world's population texts every single day. 90% of the world's population every single day. And it goes further to say that there are every month 400 billion texts go out every single month. 400 billion. That blew my mind. Yeah. Wow. In 1 month. 12 months out of the year. Whew. Last year, we called back Friday during the Thanksgiving weekend, right? Last year, Black Friday, Brother Churchill, in 2018, 2 billion cell phones were sold in the U.S. alone. One Friday. Man, that is unbelievable. And here we are, when we call prayer meeting, we can't find nobody. Anyone want to say, Brother Glover, lay your hand on my head. I know you're going to say it, but where you been, Jack? Where you been? You want the blessings of God, and you want this, and you want job promotion, and you want business, and you want this? Man, go sit down. He ain't going to say, I'll say it. Come on now. Uh-oh. We're excited, man. Oh, sorry, Bishop. Woo, glory to God. Come on now. We are suffering. Help me here tonight, Lord. We are suffering from a social media hangover. What I see, ladies and gentlemen, in the house is that we need a spiritual hangover. Oh, come on now. We need a spiritual hangover. Let me pose to you a question which goes to me. When was the last time you got so deep in the presence of God? When was the last time you prayed so hard? When was the last time you come to church that they literally had to pick you up and carry you home because you were all messed up in the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues? Woo! Woo! Come on now. Woo! And I said, woo! Prayer is a battle. I know that. Sure it is. Prayer is a battle. Prayer is also one of the greatest benefits of the Christian life. It is also one of the most neglected. At times, it's like pulling teeth. If you ain't got no teeth, maybe you got half teeth. If you got 2, 3, maybe it's like that. If you ain't got no teeth, you got gums, it's like pulling gums. Y'all with me here now? Huh? And we got dentures in our mouths, you know, what all of us do. Just when you pray, when you spit, when you talk, and then just don't go too hard. I talked to a pastor one time, and he was preaching behind the pulpit. He had dentures and all that. He was preaching, and he went, pop! And the boogers went out, and he caught it just in time, put it back in his teeth, and kept on preaching. Never missed a lick, Pastor Glover. Never missed a lick. Woo! Come on now. Prayer is a battle that we fight every day. But I'm going to go further than that. Victories are won. Enemies are defeated. And our hope is refreshed. Because our battle in life are against powers. We are unable to conquer outside of the power and presence of God. Hallelujah. A.W. Tozer, I think. Is it Tozer? We've got a great writer. I'm going to quote him here. To desire revival and at the same time to neglect prayer and devotion is to wish one way and walk another. Wow. Our church, I travel all over, and I know it's not like this everywhere, Pastor, but what I'm seeing, y'all just hear me out. And Pastor, church here, you're already, all the other churches, you're going all where I'm going, our churches are now known for being social clubs. Activities, events, and personalities instead of houses of prayer. Huh? You say you're anointed? Okay. But you can't make it to church? But a couple of times a month? Don't support your church to do tithes and offerings? Can't work and help around the church? You got a position you can't do half the time? You can't do your job faithfully? Do me a favor. Sit down. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Come on now. Some of us, and even myself, Pastor Glover, and I get feeling crazy, and I said, oh, Lord, I need to pray, Lord. And I realized that there are days that you have more time to pray than others. I realize that. But some of us need the power and the fire of Pentecost all over again. Come on now. Pray. What do you mean, Lamas? Pray until the Holy Ghost comes down. You know that song? Send it down, down, down. Send it down, down, down. Send it down. I can't sing, but I'm trying. Spirit of the Lord, send it out. Where are, ladies and gentlemen, where are the crowds of the new converts? I'm going to say it again. Where are the crowds of the new converts? Whether there's 1,500 in the church or whether there's 10 in the church. Where are they? Where are the joyful baptisms? Where are the vibrant prayer meetings? Ooh, Jesus, huh? What we really lack is passion to call upon the Lord until He opens the heavens and shows Himself powerful. Christians go to gospel concerts, other stuff. They pay big money, but call a prayer meeting and our churches are almost empty. Huh? More people are turning to crack than to Christ. More people are dipping into drugs than getting baptized in water, folks. If a meeting, any kind of meeting, any kind of church meeting, any kind of meeting, cell group, whatever it is, any kind, if a meeting doesn't end with people touching God, what kind of meeting is it? Huh? We haven't really encountered, right? We haven't met with the only one that's powerful and loving enough to change our lives. I'm also very aware. I'm aware that we don't get everything we ask for, okay? I'm aware of that. Huh? We have to ask according to God's will. Huh? God has equipped you and I to do what He's called you to do. Don't make excuses. Excuses can keep you from your destiny. Ignore God and good advice, and you have just scheduled a problem in your life. Yeah, Boy, you should have bounced in that booger. Come on now. Come on now. We often are no longer hungry for Jesus. Because we're too full. Maybe even tonight, we're too full of distractions. And then we forsake the altar and we go at the altar service. I've seen it in churches across America. I'm not damning and condemning a hot out of stuff, but this is what some of the stuff that I'm seeing. And it's concerning me, Pastor Glover, Brother Churchill. It's concerning me. Altar service. Okay. But so often, Brother Mike, so often we forsake the altar and go to the back and we start texting. I've seen it. Come on now. Huh? Are we honest enough to admit, Lord, when we're going through a crisis, when we're going through a situation, Lord, I can't handle this thing alone. I don't know about you, but I just hit this wall for the 22nd time. And I need you. The words of the old hymn ring true. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless passing we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Huh? God has chosen, ladies and gentlemen, God has chosen prayer as his channel of blessing. He has a table spread for us with every kind of wisdom, grace, and strength. Why? Because he knows exactly what we need. Ah. But the only way we can get to it is if you and I pull up to the table, and as the scripture says in Psalm 34 and 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Pulling up to the table is called the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith will lead you and I into the supernatural realm. In other words, God doesn't tell us to pray because he wants to impose some sort of regime on us. This is not a system of legalism. Yeah. E.M. Bounds, the great prayer warrior, E.M. Bounds wrote, prayer ought to enter into spiritual habits, but it ceases to be prayer when it is carried on by habit only. Desire gives fervor. So I looked it up again, you know. And I'm not as smart as some of you cats are. You know, I got a whole bunch of marbles, but I got a few holes in my bag. All right, some of y'all get that when y'all go eat some chili tonight, or a sandwich, or an egg, or whatever it is, ice cream. For intense zeal, passion, fire, love, desire gives fervor to praise. Desire gives an intense a zeal, a passion, a fire, a love to praise. And he goes on to say, the soul cannot be listless when great desire fixes and inflames it. And he finishes the statement. Oh, well, he keeps it on. Strong desires make strong prayers. Strong desires make strong prayers. And he goes on to say, the neglect of prayer is the fearful token of dead spiritual desires. He goes on to say, the soul has turned away from God when the desire after him no longer presses it into the closet. And then he closes with the last statement. There can be no true prayer without desire. Wow. Speak, ladies and gentlemen, speak what you seek until you see what you've said. And sometimes That's not pleasant. Because you got to be careful what you pray for. And the only way to silence your inner critic is to speak the word of God to your soul. And say, I am a child of God. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Oh, magnify. I'll magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Speak, 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 speak. The devil's plan
is to wear us out, wear us down, weaken us, make us weary, and get us so tired that we quit and give up.
Huh? Even when I cannot hear his voice, watch this. Even when I cannot hear his voice, even when I cannot hear his voice, I can find a verse. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Come on now. Come on, why? Maybe you're not praying today, but let me help you out here. Amen. Maybe I've said this before. I'll say it again. The enemy's goal is to use yesterday to keep you from living and praying today. Huh? The greatest attacks, as far as that I can see, the greatest attacks to this end time church, to this end time apostolic church, is distractions. Why? Because the enemy is a master of distraction. Some folk way too lazy to read the Bible, way too lazy to pray, way too lazy to come to church. But they ain't too lazy to get on this. And you know, you said, man, you really bash this thing. I said, no, I'm trying to help us to get our priorities right. There ain't nothing wrong with everything on here. Let's see. There ain't nothing wrong with, I ain't got everything on here, but there ain't nothing wrong with Twitter. Ain't nothing wrong with Facebook. Ain't nothing wrong with Messenger. Ain't nothing wrong with YouTube. Ain't nothing wrong with... I still have AOL. I know. Dinosaur. It's a 1995, 1996. I have Gmail, but I don't hardly use Gmail because I'm not up to date. So, I've been using my AOL account since 1996. I know some of you were still in the mind of God, okay? But it still works. Yeah. You know? Come on. No. I'm talking to us tonight. So let's get our priorities right. Well, you got quiet on the coon daddy tonight. Y'all just got quiet on me. Y'all making me nervous. Y'all gonna make me work hard. I'm trying to preach. I'm gonna preach here in a minute. Just hold on. See, they getting quiet on me, man. Woo! I could I'd that booger a little bit if I wanted to. But I don't want to break the glass, baby. Listen, I ain't got nothing to do with the message. I know that, but I thought you needed a commercial break. All right? Come on now. With God, everything, ladies and gentlemen in the house, with God, everything falls in place. Hallelujah. You remove God and there are gaps. You can't substitute God and expect the same results. Come on. Come on. You are not your spouse, not your homie, not your turkey, or anybody else. You are the greatest obstacle to your prayer, to your praise, and to your worship. I am. You are as individuals. You want the character of God? You want miracles? Then clean up the messy atmosphere around you. Ooh, why? Because miracles are created in an atmosphere. Ooh, doggy. And I hear it all the time. You probably hear it, Brother Glover. Brother Churchill, y'all heard it for years and years. Brother Glover, Brother Churchill, Lamas, maybe some of y'all. Parents, I'm just so loaded down with life and issues and just quote unquote stuff. Okay, I have an answer. Welcome to the Lamas Club. Welcome to the Churchill Club. Welcome to the Glover Club. Come on, come on now. Come on now. Woo! And I got a scripture for that. See, y'all going to wonder why I'm getting to scripture, huh? In the Amplified, in Matthew 11 and 28, it says this about what I just talked about. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. And in parentheses, it has heavily loaded or weighted down, period. And then the other word is overloaded and overburdened. And I will cause you to rest. All right. Rest if you must. But the Lord puts something in my spirit. I'm going to share it with you right quick. Help me, Lord. In seasons of rest, we should spend time in the presence of God. Receiving strength, because there will come a day when the enemy will try us again. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Huh? Come on. When you give God room, God will make room for you. Why? Because God is still God. Woo, I'm so glad he's God, brother. God is still God. You were never created, ladies and gentlemen. And I know life is hard. And I know life has storms. And don't let anybody give you that lie that when you become apostolic, when you become born again, everything is made perfect. Lie, lie, I said it, I've said it many times, I'll say it again. Lie, lie, your pants is on fire. You were never created to live depressed, defeated, guilty, condemned, ashamed of an unworthy life. Come on now. Calvary, everybody say Calvary. Calvary is where the drama played out. But Gethsemane, everybody say Gethsemane. But Gethsemane is where the battle was won. Ladies and gentlemen in the house, battles are won. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. Battles are won in the secret place. Battles are won in the secret place. Woo, I feel something in the house here. Christ died for you and I so that you can have a victorious life. Woo! Through him for the glory of God. Now, all we need to do is get up, clean ourselves, and move forward. All right. Amen. Why? I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Woo! Why? Why? Why, Lamas? Because persistence. Persistence will create a breakthrough. Because no longer in this day and nation which we're living in, 2019, Lord willing, tarries, 2020, got another election coming up, and so on and so forth, and all that kind of stuff. Iran is going crazy, and U.S. and North Korea and China, you know, all that stuff going on. The people of God, we can no longer come to church to receive a drive-through breakthrough. We cannot, ladies and gentlemen. Huh? You can go to McDonald's and go to the drive-thru and go on. You can go to Jack in the Box. You can go to Burger King. You can go to Starbucks or whatever. But so many of us, Pastor Glover, want to come to church. Come on, Glover. Glover. Come on, Churchill. Come on, evangelist. Come on, the ministers. Hey. And Pastor Church, the Word of God is being preached. And then I'm going to say it again. Here we are. And I'm closing this. Hold your horses. Here we are. Finish. Preaching his heart out. Preaching your heart out. Preaching your heart out. Let's pray. Let's come to the altar. You need the Holy Ghost? Let's pray. You get baptized? You need restoration. You need healing? You need deliverance? You need to be set free? Huh? And most of us come and say, okay, Glover, you're sweating. You preach your heart out. Pastor, you preach your heart out. I'm trying to come, Thomas. I'm trying to come. I'm trying to come. But you know what? This crazy thing is vying my attention, Sister Kim. This and it's good, but watch this. What's this message? I need God, and I'm crying. I need healing, and I'm crying. If I don't get this, man, my job's messed up. And if I don't get, my family's going to be messed. If I don't do it, and then here we are. Whoa, whoa, okay, bye, gotta go. Yeah, you're calling me. This is texting me. This is getting a hold of me. Bye, what happened? You just got a drive-through, breakthrough, but you didn't really get anything. Come on now. Why? Because your first love is social media. Your first love is your family. Your first love is your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Your first love is your job or your business. Are you hearing me, church? When the scripture says, when the Bible says, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. When I'm facing in 2019, Sister Walker, I don't have time for the drive-through any longer. Maybe at one time I did. Maybe. But I'm having to go. I'll spiritualize it now. But I happen to go into McDonald's now to dine, Sister Ellis. I'm having to go into Jack in the Box and dine. I'm having to go in Texas into Whataburger and dine. I'm having to go into Starbucks and dine. I'm having to come to church not to say, hey, Brother Church, that was great seeing you. And it was great seeing you. It was great seeing you to be us here. It's fantastic, huh? But he's saying, I know you can't help me, but I know you're praying for me. I need to come and dine.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why the master calleth. Really? Well, I didn't really hear him. Yes, you did. The man of God just preached the word of God. The man of God just preached the word of God. And it all, every service is an invitation. Every service is an invitation into the supernatural. And you know my title, and I've done many verses of this, changing your world through prayer. You've heard me teach on that in Sunday school here, in Kenai here, many years. And every year, God's at me 20, 30, 40 pages. Every year, Brother Church, it never stops. And I've asked the Lord, Lord, I'm tired. You know, I don't want to do this prayer no more. Anybody want to come? Anybody want to call me? They all want. Lovers, can you give me a 100 soul revival? Can you give me a 50 soul revival? I said, no, but your church can. But I'll come and preach, and we'll do it together. Oh, I'll call you back. But I do got prayer seminars. I do got altar worker seminars. I do have Christian character seminars. I'm not down on nobody. But no call, sister. No calls. When I feel the Holy Ghost. Let's stand. Because revival starts in the prayer room. Come on. Revival starts in the prayer room. Revival for the saints of the Most High starts at the altar. Oh God, I know you talked to that person for 50 times already. I know you talked to that person for the last 5 years and that heaven came. Keep pressing in. Keep pressing in. Keep pressing. I haven't seen the answer. Well, you know what? Welcome to the club. I haven't seen so many answers either. But I'm going to keep on pressing in, Brother Sister Bia. I'm going to keep on pressing. I'm going to keep on pressing. I'm going to keep on pressing. As long as I got breath in my lungs and I'm alive, Brother my glory, I'm going to keep on pressing. Why? Because my answer is right here. My answer is right here. Don't forsake the altar. And right now, this moment is all we have. Yeah. This is my last statement. Yeah. Therefore, seize the moment. Yeah. Seize the moment. One more time. Seize this moment. Are you ready, church? Yeah. I feel something in the house. Come on. I don't know how you came. I don't know what you need. But there is supernatural power at Sterling Pentecostal Church tonight. Come on. Are you ready? Come on. Come on. If you're hungry, if you got a passion, I want you to come. Why? Because the Master says, come, Sterling Pentecostal Church. Come and dine. Come and spend a little time with me tonight. Come on. I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's praise church. Let's press heaven's gate tonight. We need you. There's a city of Sterling that is lost. Sardana, Kenai, the peninsula. Lord, I know there are souls that are hurting and crying and they're wounded and they pass by our churches every single day. Who will answer the call?